saying no, hearing no. I don't know why it is when someone asks you to do something that you can't do and you have to say no, you don't say it, and instead you say the exact thing that you shouldn't say. It's as though your entire being has been bewitched, and there's a concern which you don't know where it came from that doesn't allow you to easily say what you need to. Where does it come from? Is it out of fear of losing that person? Is it because you don't want to upset them? Or is it because you want to prove to yourself that you can do it? Farzad says the inability to say no is inherited, but it's something that can be changed. I don't know if my dad was ever in love with my mom or not, but if there's one thing in this world that he loves, it's his old 1970s burgundy-colored Mercedes-Benz. Actually, it's something even more precious than his family.
A car is a part of a person's family.
What if someone gets sick?
Call emergency services. Is the car an ambulance?
But they're about to die?
That's even worse. Is the car a hearse?
Give her this sugar water so she'll feel better.
Too late for sugar water. She's dead. She just doesn't know it yet.
Don't give her a hard time.
I don't want any.
Just take it.
What are we going to do now?
What are you going to do? Not us.
If you had told me, I would have told her right then. Mr. Jovanbaksh won't give his car, even if his father's soul comes back from the afterlife.
Mum, you too. You act polite with the entire world.
Me? Who says so? No, whenever it's necessary, I say what I need to say. You only have one solution. You'll give Firuz and her a call and you'll tell her no.
Oh, Mother, how is that possible? She's done so many things for me. She helped me to sign Nima up for school, and then I should tell her I can't do such a small thing. Have you forgotten how much Firuz and her helped us to sign Nima up for school?
No, I don't remember.
You don't remember? The principal wouldn't let him enroll. He said we'd brought him in the middle of the school year. It was Firuz and her who helped us to get him in.
Well, I don't remember. Now would everything be solved if I remembered? Is your problem that I don't remember?
Well, I'm just saying, tell Dad. Maybe he'll say yes.
Oh,
you're right. It's not going to work. Now it's going to hurt to ask.
This time you can't predict what Dad will do. He's capable of doing almost anything.
He's not going to kill me, is he? I'll go and ask him. Worst case, he'll say no. Then I'll go and tell Firuz and Dad it didn't work. Anyhow, there might be a miracle, and he says yes.
A miracle, eh? During all these years, your dad has done everything he can to make sure no miracles ever happen for us. And then you want him to perform a miracle himself. Give Firuz and her a call and tell her that you can't. Why did you promise something that doesn't belong to you?
I didn't promise, Mother. I got caught in a bind.
Will you tell her or must I?
Mother, could you tell her, please?
She's right, Mum. You tell her.
Why don't you understand? I was just saying something. What's this huge thing that you've brought?
Oh, Mother, you said it yourself.
I said that small one, not this one.
But that's too small. Nothing will fit in. There's two of you going on a trip. Come on, it's Firuz and her. How can you not remember? She helped me to get Nima enrolled.
Well, I don't remember.
Oh, well, why doesn't anyone in this house remember? I'm starting to believe she didn't exist.
All right, it's not important now. What happened?
Nothing. She came to the door and said her sister's getting married. She brought a wedding invitation. Then all of a sudden, Dad's car caught her eye. She said they really wanted to have one of those antique cars for her sister's wedding. Then she asked if we would lend them our car. This is what I should have said. My father's car? Don't even think about it. But, well, this is what I did say. My father's car? All right, definitely. Just let me tell him first and then I'll let you know.
All right, I can guess the rest of it. Can't you just say no?
I can't say no. If I could say it, then I would have said it to you right from the start and put myself at ease. I had the excuse, didn't I? Have you forgotten?
Why is it no matter what we're talking about, it has to always come back to the girl that I proposed to before you, huh? Why did you even promise her? Is it your car for you to have promised it? As it is, your dad's already saying we're a nuisance to him in this house. Never mind if you go and give his car away, huh?
Farzad, I'm already feeling bad. You don't need to make me feel worse. Anyhow, if you're not going to help me, at least try let me figure out what the hell I'm going to do.
I apologize. Let's go have some tea and we'll try to figure out what we'll do. Look, Shiva. No. Look, it seems as though you've already forgotten how angry your dad was at our wedding. He turned around and said that we ruined his car with the flowers that we'd put onto it.
All right, now.
And now you're saying that I should go ask him for his car again so the neighbor's daughter can also put flowers onto it.
Forget it. I don't want you to say anything. I really don't understand why you're all making such a big deal. He'll either say yes or no. At worst, he'll say no.
Oh, you've become brave. But if you want my advice, when you go talk with your dad, you should talk to him very indirectly, okay?
What does that mean, how? The one that helped us get Nima enrolled at school.
Well, why didn't she enroll Nima right from the start?
The principal wouldn't let him enroll. He said we couldn't because we'd brought him in the middle of the school year. Then Faruzanda helped us get him in.
Now forget about that. His sister's wedding is this Thursday at the reception hall right up the street.
The school principal?
No, Dad, Faruzanda's sister.
Congratulations to them.
Well, look, Dad, what they've done is they're going to hold a very simple wedding ceremony. They don't have a lot of guests. And then I asked them what they're going to do regarding the bridal car, and they said they're going to borrow it from someone.
Yes, well, what's wrong with that? It's actually really great. These days, everyone's short of money. They'd be grateful for any help they can get from anyone at all. Don't you remember Rajab's daughter's wedding? They borrowed your uncle's car and were able to have the wedding, and they said a lot of prayers for everyone.
In fact, my brother wasn't happy about it at all. What does it even mean, borrowing someone else's car?
Well, what I'm saying is, it's just for one night, Dad. Give them your car. You've made it a bridal car once, so just make it a bridal car one more time.
Don't even mention it. That one time that it was a bridal car, do you see the son-in-law that we're stuck with? That was a thing to do, to call someone else to get stuck with someone like that. You think the car's a joke? A person doesn't give a car to other people.
Well, they're our neighbors. They've asked us a favor.
They want my car?
No. They didn't say anything. I said I'd ask you
first.
Don't
even talk about it. If they said something, don't feel pressure to say yes. Tell them no.
Yes. Hello, Faruzanda, my dear. Hello.
Hello?
It's me, Shiva. Shiva Javan Baksh.
Hello, Shiva, dear. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
What's new?
Everything's fine. It's nothing. Look, the truth is, I've called because something's happened. I mean, something has happened.
I hope everything's all right. What's happened?
No, nothing's happened. My dad's car...
Well?
Nothing. My dad's car broke down yesterday, and my dad took it to the mechanic, and they said it'll take a few days to fix.
In fact, the brother of my sister's fiancé has a mechanic shop. I'll call him, and you can take it to him, and he'll quickly fix it for you. Especially if he finds out it's the bridal car. Then he'll go all out for you. Would you like me to tell him to come there?
No. Why do that? I don't want to put you in any trouble. I'll tell my dad. He'll do something about it himself.
Anyhow, don't act shy.
All right, sure.
You wouldn't believe it. Ever since I told them I've got the car, it's as though a heavy burden's been lifted from their shoulders.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, that's great. Look, if you need anything else, just tell me, okay? Bye-bye. Take care. They lifted it from their shoulders and... dumped it on my head. What do you suggest I do?
What should I do about what?
I mean the car, Mother.
Oh, haven't you told them yet?
No. Hi, Dad.
You came home so soon. Didn't you get your hair cut?
I went to Asghar's shop, but he wasn't there. His uncle, who's just recently come to the shop, told me to sit down, that he knew how to do it better, and that he had his own hair salon, and I wasn't able to say no to the old man. As soon as I sat down, he picked up the scissors and started cutting my hair. I asked him, "Do you know what style I want?" He said, "There's not much that can be done. We'll just have to cut the back and the sides. That's what I'm doing. That's enough, isn't it?"
Now, you don't need to upset yourself when we're just about to leave. I know how much hair you used to have.
I thought since we're going on a trip, I'd get a nice haircut, but he did something that I got offended with and left.
Mom, is it true? Are you going on a trip?
You've just realized it. You brought the suitcase for me yourself.
Oh, yes, you're right. Goodbye. Mother, you're leaving before Wednesday, right?
Oh, Shiva.
Okay.
There's something wrong with that child.
A person loses hope with other people, then comes home and sees it's even worse here.
Hello, my darling lady.
Hello, Farzad. How are you? Hope you're well.
Oh, I'm going to go and come back later.
How come?
I think that there's been a mistake.
No, I brewed some tea for you. Should I pour some for
you? No, thank you very much. Don't take the trouble. Just tell me what happened.
Guess what happened.
All right. Right now you're in a good mood. You're very kind right now and you're feeling really great. Just tell me what happened.
Take a guess.
Uh-huh. Your father agreed to give them the car, didn't he?
Oh, just think that my dad would agree.
Oh, you called Faruzanda and put our minds at ease and yours as well.
No,
Then Forozunde called and she put her mind at ease and ours as well. You mean no one called anyone else and no one's mind was put at ease?
No.
Oh, well, all right. My mind's been put at ease now because I can't think of anything else. Go ahead and tell me what happened.
A good day means a day that you think of something that can change your mood. A thought that you weren't expecting comes walking in on its own and sits down in your head. When Mum and Dad went towards the airport, I told myself that now's the time. This story has to end somewhere.
If Dad finds out what you've dreamed up for his car, he's going to force the airplane to come back.
Shiva, ma'am, so what are you going to do?
Nothing.
Shiva, will you let me take your laptop to the university? I really need it.
I need to hold an educational session for all of you and teach you how to say no so that we don't find ourselves in a bind like this again.
There's no need for an educational session. Shadi dear, I won't give you my laptop for you to take with you to university for a whole week.
You know how your sister is. Her life depends on her laptop.
Well, Dad's life depends on his car too. I just thought he shouldn't find out. You know that I can't keep a secret very well. I just thought I might say something.
Are you trying to blackmail me?
What blackmail? I just mentioned my own shortcoming. I just thought that Dad might find out.
Go ahead and say it. See what I do. Where's the key?
What key?
The key for Dad's car. Faruz and Dan then will be here for the car in an hour.
Oh, they'll be here for the car in an hour?
Yes.
It should be somewhere over
it's
there.
It's not.
I think that day that you brought up the subject of the bridal car, Dad got suspicious and he took the key with him.
Now, Shiva, you've really decided to do it. Come on now, have you even thought about if, God forbid, anything happens to the car? What's your dad going to do? He won't do anything to you. He'll blame me for everything. You know, I hope to God the key isn't found. I'm pleading with you. Give Mrs. Forozunde a call so that before they come over here, you can tell them what the story is and get it over with. I'm begging you. You like that? Did you see the power of the word? Look, Shiva is a very rational and intelligent woman. All that's needed is to act appropriately with her. I mean, to properly say what it is that you want, and then she'll completely accept it.
A locksmith? Right now? He's at your house now? No, look, Forozunde, my dear, I'm just worried. As it is, I'm thinking my dad's car will get damaged, something will happen to it,
you know? Daddy shares one of my sister's fiancé's friends. This is what he does. You don't need to worry. Nothing will happen to it.
Uh-huh. Well, if that's the case, then tell him to come and unlock it.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
It was the effect of the things you said.
Well, you see, Shadi dear, sometimes the power of the word doesn't have the necessary effects, you see.
What's that?
Listen, Manuche, would you like me to bring you a toolbox?
The toolbox is in here.
It would have taken longer if we'd opened it with a key.
It's just, I'm really sorry. Excuse me, how are you going to start it?
Don't worry about it. It's taken care of.
Thank you very much, Shiva, dear. I'll bring it back first thing Friday morning.
All right, then. I'll just tell you one last time. My dad's life depends on this car.
You don't need to worry,
okay,
my dear.
Okay, all right.
For now, take that other car.
Stop, 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 stop. Put your pens down. Name?
Dina.
Daria.
Dia.
Door.
Oh? Excuse me, but is door a name? Is it an adjective?
Man, I'm going to name my next child Door.
Oh.
You know, that guy unlocked the car door in the blink of an eye.
That's just it. That's how thieves steal cars.
But he didn't look like a thief at all.
Do we look like we'd be thieves?
You mean we're thieves? Right now we become thieves?
Well, yes. When you allow them to take someone else's car, then you're a thief. It's not like he lent it to them. It's stealing, isn't it?
Well, what if a thief really goes and steals the car?
Man, what thief would steal that car?
If Dad finds out about the way you're talking about his car...
For now he's not here, he won't find out if people keep their mouths shut.
Wasn't that guy a thief?
Shh, 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 shh.
Thief?
Come on. All right, that's enough. That's enough. Just come now. Come on, just come now. Come on. That's enough.
You open the door and I'll hit them.
No, it's your mom and dad. It's your mom and dad.
It's not a big deal. It just wasn't our fate.
What's it got to do with fate? Your dad's prohibited from leaving the country.
Prohibited from leaving?
How come?
What has he done?
From being such a good friend. Because he doesn't know how to say no. I was so humiliated in front of all those people when they made us go back. Everyone was looking at us as though we were going to hijack the aeroplane. 15 years ago, how many times did I tell you that Bahadur is a swindler, that you shouldn't vouch for him?
Who is Bahadur, mother dear?
The brother of Uncle Faramarz, Dad's close friend who lives in France right now.
They needed 3 guarantors. One of them was Faramarz, and he asked me and Mortaza, and, well, after 20 years of friendship, I couldn't go and say no to him, could I? It wouldn't have been right.
Uh-huh. It wouldn't have been right. Is it right now for them to drag us out of line like thieves?
Faramarz said that Bahadur had gotten married and that he was on the right path and he wanted the loan to start up a production factory, and I figured he'd pay monthly installments. How was I supposed to know it would end up like this? After all these years, how was I?
Now, what I want to know is, where exactly is Faramarz so that he can come and answer to us?
Well, I'll go and pour some tea. Sharam, Shadi Fazad, come. What should I do?
I don't know.
How should I know? I mean, you're asking me now. You should have asked me before.
Sharam?
Now is not the time for these things. We have to think of something.
I think with the way that Dad's feeling, you'll have a heart attack if he finds out.
I'm having a heart attack.
No, I've got it. Sharam, take your car and put it in Dad's place and then put the cover over it. Then just tell your mom so she'll know and doesn't get your dad go towards the car. That way we can buy ourselves more time.
But I don't have a car.
Yes. Oh, take my car and put it over there.
Well, I figured you're not here. You're on a trip and I'll give them the car for a day and they'll bring it back.
Just like your dad, you're too kind-hearted. Didn't you think your dad would have a heart attack if anything happened to the car?
So how's Dad feeling now?
He's like a chicken with his head cut off. He got up and went to the bank first thing this morning and he realized that Bahadur hadn't even paid one installment on the loan. The loan that was for 10 million tomans back then has become 25 now.
25 million? And then the bank remembered it only now?
It's been many years that they've been looking for the guarantors so they could let them know. But all of their addresses have changed and... well, they hadn't given any checks and no one knows where Bahadur is. They figured that they had no other choice but to get the law involved and prohibit them from leaving the country.
So what's Dad going to do now?
I don't know. Ever since this morning, he's been looking all over the place for an address or a phone number for Faramarz so he can find him.
Well, let's suppose he does find his phone number. Is he going to come here and pay his brother's debt?
I said the same thing to him. But what's the use? He's happy-go-lucky. If we weren't happy-go-lucky, he wouldn't have done such a thing and ruined his reputation. You know, your dad was really scared of checks. The only reason he got a checkbook was for his salary. Then all of a sudden, he went and did something that you couldn't believe. He called Uncle Mortaza.
Well?
He was in Sari. He said he'd get here by tonight. That poor thing's going to Mecca in a month.
But, Mum, what am I going to do now?
How do I know what you should do? I'm tired of worrying about all of you so much. I can't worry about you anymore right now. All of you are just like each other. You're not going to be happy until you've killed me.
I don't know if I was feeling worse or my dad was. Both of us were dealing with things that we didn't deserve, and the worst thing of all was that we were the cause of something that was making us suffer. Something that didn't even have to have happened.
Would you please give me a glass of water?
Where are you going now?
I'm going to Faramarz's old neighborhood to see if anyone there has an address for Bahadur.
With your car?
Yeah, his neighborhood's far away. Anyhow, I don't remember exactly where it is. I'll have to keep asking around. It's better if I go with my car.
But, Dad, you know you're not feeling well. You shouldn't be driving. Let me go and call Farzad. He'll take you. It'll be fine.
Isn't Farzad at work?
You're right. Well, I'll go and tell Sharam.
My father wanted me to become a heart surgeon, but that's the one thing that I didn't want to become. I wanted to study agriculture, to buy some land and to plant the things that I liked. To somehow be close to nature, which we're all gradually destroying bit by bit. But what happened? Because of my father, I studied medicine. I was happy because he was happy. But after 7 years of school, I'm not happy the way that I should be.
These days, the more you say no, the more you're appreciated. When someone wants something from you, if you say yes, of course, then they think that you were just waiting for the opportunity to do something for them. But when you say no, all of a sudden you become important to them. And also, it gives you time to think so that if you change your mind and say yes, you'll do it, then they'll be very grateful to you. Otherwise, they'll think that you're the one that's lacking something.
Prasad?
Huh?
Prasad.
Shiva.
They didn't bring the car back.
What time is it?
4.
Well, it's still not even morning.
What if my dad wakes up?
He's not going to wake up. Just like us, he's a human being. He's sleeping right now. You should go to sleep too, please.
I can't.
I can't either.
Fazad? Fazad?
Hmm?
Fazad!
Hmm?
They didn't bring the car back. Should we go get it?
We're going to go to their house at 6 in the morning and say what?
Well, my dad's going to wake up. I'll be ruined.
No, the one that's ruined is me. I wasn't able to sleep at all last night.
Look, if my dad wakes up and goes outside, then all of a sudden they come here and then he sees them what?
Why would your dad get up and go outside at 6 in the morning?
I don't know. Maybe he'll go buy bread. What?
I've been part of your family for 15 years. And I don't remember him ever going to buy bread, even at noon. Right now it's 6 in the morning on a Friday. And your dad's upset.
You told them to ring our bell, right?
For the 1,000th time, yes, yes.
Okay, right.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes? Hello? What is it, Mum? Oh, why did you let him go? Fazad, Dad's gone to buy bread! Hello, Dad.
Good morning.
Good morning. Where are you going?
I'm going to buy bread.
How come?
How come? So we can eat it.
Why?
Come on. Are you awake or are you sleepwalking?
Oh, no. Don't do it.
What's that?
No, you're not feeling well. Fazad will go and buy it.
Well, it's because I'm not feeling well that I want to go and buy bread so I can get some fresh air.
So you can get fresh air. Yes, in fact, this morning me and Fazad were talking about you. He said in the past 15 years you've never gotten up this early to go buy bread.
It seems as though he's feeling even worse than you are.
Hello, Shiva, your dad.
Where did he go dressed like that?
Him? It's just someone was sick and they came to the door. He's gone to see them. Dad, the truth is I wanted to tell you something. I mean, many years ago... Come here a minute, come. I wanted to tell you... Well, it's hard for me to say. You're going to the bakery, right? The one that bakes Barbary bread?
Yes, of course, if they allow me to.
No, Father, why would I need your permission? It's just... His bread isn't good, it's expensive, and the way he looks, it's strange.
What's wrong with you, Fazad?
Huh? Nothing. Please, go ahead. Please, go.
Well, so what is it that you wanted to say
me?
To me?
Nothing.
It's really strange. On a Friday.
Who was it?
It was Furuzanda's brother.
So did they bring the car back?
They took the car.
What does that mean?
It means they stole it. Hello.
Hello. What happened?
What happened? Did they find it?
Yes. The thief called the police station and said he's far away and they shouldn't take the trouble.
Then he'll go ahead and drive there
himself.
Is
now the time to be making jokes?
They said hopefully it'll be found in the next 48 hours.
Well, what if it isn't found?
Then in the next 72 hours. And if it's not, then in the next week. And if not, then the next month. Man, it's not like we lent the car to the thief.
Why are you so thoughtless?
What's it to us? All of this is Shiva's doing. I said it, but no one listened.
Even though I always agree to everything, I was extremely opposed to doing this.
Oh, is that how it is? How come when Manuchehr was unlocking the car door with a hairpin, you wanted to bring a toolbox? Now I'm the one to blame for everything. Why are you doing that?
Listen, what if it was Manuchehr's doing?
Don't accuse people for no reason.
But I wouldn't be surprised. The guy unlocked the car door in the blink of an eye. Otherwise, who would go and steal a bridal car? Especially an old clunker like that.
That car's easy to spot. Wherever they've taken it, they'll bring it back.
In my opinion, you should forget about all of this. We need to think of something. Mr. Javanbakhsh might go to his car at any moment. Mr. Javanbakhsh, so what did they say to you at the bank? What do you need to do?
Nothing. They told me to go and give them 25 million turmans. Then they'll write a letter and I'll have my prohibition lifted.
I've been working for 30 years and haven't earned 25 million turmans. You should have asked them where you're supposed to come up with 25 million turmans.
Is it up to me? The law doesn't care about any of that. The official at the bank asked me what relation Bahadur had with me, and I said, he's the brother of my friend. Then the guy laughed, and he said, that's it. So I said, look, man, there was a time when that was enough. People went and paid their installments on time. And he laughed again. Apparently, he found it funny.
Well, he had the right to be laughing. The times have changed. Who cares about friendship? Take that friend of ours. Right now, he's sitting in front, drinking his coffee, and we're paying the price for his brother. And if we don't pay the money back, they'll come and arrest us and take us to jail.
No, Morteza, it's not the way that you're saying. I have an acquaintance who's an attorney for the bank. He told me that we'll all go there together and we'll pay them a part of the money in cash. And they'll remove the prohibition on you from leaving the country. And the rest will be put on an installment plan and we'll pay it off. God willing, it'll all go okay and we're fine.
Yes. All that was left for me was to die and have my children pay off a debt for the rest of their lives that wasn't even my own debt. It was someone else's.
God forbid, Dad. What a thing for you to say. Now Uncle Faramaz will eventually do something about it.
If he wanted to do something, we wouldn't be in this situation right now. We called him 100 times. We left messages, but he never answered once. Right now, he doesn't even remember us.
We made a big mistake to tell your son. If he didn't know, maybe he would have called to see what the story was. But now that his son has told him, there's no way he's going to call.
They've abandoned the car. Maybe it's been stolen or something like that.
Look at the car.
They've abandoned it in the middle of the highway. I called the police and informed them a long time ago.
What's that?
But no one's even
come to see what's going on. It's a police program. Oh no, it's a bridal car. Look how fast it's going.
It's just the beginning. He has no idea.
Hey, Masood, look, it looks a lot like your car. If they catch it, the wedding will be ruined. Oh. Oh, he still doesn't know the cops are after him.
The bride's in the car, then you shouldn't have noticed. Don't you remember yourself back then when you were in the car and you slammed the door in my hand? And why? Because Batul kept saying, it's getting late, it's getting late.
Ah, they got him. Now they're going to take the car to the impound lot.
They shouldn't give him a chance. That jerk, he thinks he's driving a donkey.
Are the bride and groom supposed to go on foot?
Does the car belong to you? License and registration, please.
Freeze!
If you don't mind, we're going to go and buy bread for breakfast.
I'm going to see if the dishes have dried. They should be dry by now.
All right, I'm coming with you. Let's go.
Why are you clearing these away? We haven't had tea yet.
Hello, who is it? Faramaz, hello, how are you? How are you doing? It's Faramaz. Are you well?
Where to, Dad?
The airport. I'm going to pick up
Faramaz.
The airport?
With your car?
No, then with my bicycle.
No, Dad, you're not feeling well. Why do you want to get behind the wheel?
Well, Morteza will drive.
I'm not in the mood to drive into Haran.
Oh, you aren't? Then I'll go and call Sharam so he can take you with Fazal.
I'll drive myself. No. I'm feeling fine and I'm not in the mood for your crazy games. Get out of the way. Come on.
You borrowed your friend's car?
No. One of my patients has a car rental shop, and I told him I want a Mercedes just like your dad's. And he found one, and he bought it up there.
You mean you paid money?
No, then. With a discount, it was 150,000 tomans.
150,000 tomans?
Yes. Your not being able to say no cost me 150,000. And also, I paid 200,000 at the impound lot, and I paid 300,000 for your dad's fines. Your dad had quite a lot of traffic fines. He even had running a red light, and I don't know, sound pollution or something. How is that even possible?
My dad?
Yes.
And then you paid for all of it.
Yes, but I won't be paying for it in the end. No, I called your dad and I told him everything that had happened and that they'd stolen it and he needs to give me money to get it out of impound.
Well, what's it to us? The ones that's...
That's right. I wasn't paying attention and, well, you said it too late.
But it looks exactly like Dad's car, right?
Yes. It's the model from 2 years later and the tires are a bit different.
What if he found out?
Well, if he has, he hasn't said anything to us.
Now, when will you be getting Dad's car?
Tomorrow, when your dad, Faramaz, and Morteza go off to Bahador, Sharam's supposed to go and get it out of the impound lot.
Bahador tried production and 1,000 other types of work, but he never got anywhere. And right now, he's an apprentice to his brother-in-law's shop. His brother-in-law finally agreed to pay off a part of the debt to the bank, and Uncle Faramaz, the way he said it, used all of his savings to pay off the rest of the debt to the bank so he wouldn't be ashamed in front of his friends. But, well, my dad lost out on his trip abroad, and he was really upset, because in his entire life, he wasn't able once to leave the country. For a while, he treated all of us in a different way. Sometimes when he talked to us, he wouldn't even look at us.
Take your hands off.
Dad, how did you find out it's not your car? This one looks just like that one.
You're not a driver. You don't understand these things.
The only difference between them was the tires. Anyhow, if you found out, why didn't you say anything then?
I found out, but I didn't want to believe it. You betrayed me. I know what to do with you, Sharam. Take your hands off.
Dad, it wasn't even my doing. Your son-in-law did it. What's it to me?
Son, a car is like a person's child. Did you really think that if they exchanged you, I wouldn't find out?
Dad.
Shut the hell up, traitor. Take your hands off!
Anzore called.
Well?
I've been completely ruined.
Why? What happened?
You remember Mustafa, her husband's brother's son?
Sir?
Remember when they said he'd gotten into medical school and they bragged so much about it?
Yes.
Then they found out that he was going to study to become a whatchamacallit.
Yes.
They want to come and ask for Shadi's hand for Mustafa.
Oh, Mother, didn't Shadi say she doesn't want to hear anything about getting married until she finished her studies? You want it to become embarrassing again.
What can I do? I was too shy to say no.
Now, don't worry about it. Let me pour you some tea. I don't know if after everything that happened, I finally learned how to say no. But ever since then, that's the only thing that my dad learned.
Dad, can I go to Layla's house tonight?
No.
Don't you want to fix this door so it doesn't make so much noise?
No.
Grandfather, can I get some water from the fridge?
No.
Dad?
No.
با هم زدیم تا اون غره رنگین کمون با هم